Marchers wearing sunflowers and the purple, white, and gold sashes of the suffragist movement made their way down Main Street in Logan on Friday. They walked from the Tabernacle to the historic Cache County Courthouse in a reenactment of a suffrage march. It was meant to commemorate almost a century since the adoption of the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed women the right to vote. Well, some women.
100 years ago, it was white women who won the vote, leaving behind their sisters of color until 1955.
Candy Carter Olson is a professor at USU and one of the directors of the Binion Teachers Workshop. This year's workshop focus was on the intersection of gender, media, and suffrage in the United States from 1848 through today. Carter Olson says that Utah is making strides in voting access.
Utah has been an incredibly progressive state in working on developing voter rights. And so we have hopped from 39th to 21st in the United States in voter turnout. Utah is doing a fantastic job, but everything can be improved. And so we were thinking about, well, what can we do to improve?
Marchers presented a declaration of sentiments to Logan Mayor Holly Daines and Cache County Councilwomen Gina Worthen and Barbara Tidwell. While the women declined to sign the document for various reasons, they all showered the group with high praise. Here's Mayor Daines.
It's just a way of telling the story about our history and helping us remember that, you know, we do have it pretty good now. We had a lot of people that fought for those things way back then, and so we need to continue to help others that may need to have some barriers broken down as well.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Chris Polanski.